tried to bring it out from their own line and met by some very willing Auckland defence. And push back a couple of metres. Kieran Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Welcome to the Rampage League podcast. My name's Darren and I'm joined with Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Darren. How are you going?
All right, thank you very much. And how are you?
I'm fantastic. Another great day and another great week in rugby league.
Excellent. And we must have done something right where Shay has also made her way back to the studio. How are you this evening, Shay?
I'm good, thank you. Excellent. Nice to be back.
Yeah, one-eyed Panthers fan is back.
Well, talking about the Panthers, we've got a very special quiz coming up about Nathan Cleary and the Panthers. So that's coming up a little bit later in the podcast as she reaches for her phone to do some research.
No pressure, Shay, no pressure.
I don't even know what you're going to ask me.
It's all secret, but all will be revealed a little bit later in the podcast.
Keep your chin up, Shay.
Let's start with Adelaide needs a new stadium.
Yes, so following the success of the Women's World Cup and possibly getting the Men's World Cup in, I think, 2036, and obviously the Rugby League World Cup coming here in 2026. I think that there's just time for a new stadium, a rectangular stadium. I think Cooper's is getting a bit outdated, and there's only a capacity of like 16,500 people at that ground. So it's probably time for a new ground so we can have the Soccer World Cups, the Rugby League, the Wallabies could play there. It's just, I think Cooper's is, yeah, it's just a bit small. I don't think it's in a really good location. They've had a few rugby games there previously. In 92, a New Zealand All Blacks played a South Australian select team, and then the Rams, when they were back around in 1998, they played the last four games of their season at Cooper's. And then we had two NRL games since then. In 2006, the Storm played the Panthers. There was only 7,000 people at the crowd. And then in 2009, the Cowboys played the Sharks, and that was 8,500. So no one's really played rugby league or NRL rugby league since 2009. I'm guessing they did change the dimensions, so that's probably why we can't have rugby league.
Yeah, well, the only other rugby league we've had there would have to be NRL SA games,
yep,
before they moved to other outer suburban grounds. But yeah, we used to have the school boys championships, the, yep, national states championships. Yeah, but other than that, you're right, we haven't had any serious rugby league.
Yeah, so if you're going to have rugby league here, and they have the origin here, obviously had it at Adelaide Oval, but if they wanted to, you know, be an ongoing thing, you'd think that they want a rectangular stadium for Origin instead of having Adelaide Oval.
Oh, absolutely. It was our former state government, the Liberals, had this as one of their campaign promises. If they got in, they would build a stadium on the riverbank of the Torrens. But, of course, Labor got in and that got quashed.
Yeah. Why did I vote for Labor? Peter Malanaskas, I voted for you. Get us a rectangular stadium, please. Please get us a rectangular stadium. We need one. Yeah, I didn't know that Liberal were going to do that. Otherwise, I probably would have voted for them.
You just wanted to get the V8
back. I wanted the V8 race back, to be fair. I'm glad they got back. But I think, yeah, if Adelaide obviously is becoming a massive in sport the last kind of 18 months with the LIV Golf, the V8s, the tennis is here, the Adelaide International, they need a rectangular stadium, not just for if the Rams come back, but for State of Origin, for the Wallabies to play here instead of playing Adelaide Oval. And if we have more soccer here, because I think success of the Matildas, well, I think a lot of people want to watch the Adelaide United team go around this season. And I think Cooper's, yeah, it's a nice ground, but it's just not big enough.
Like, no, even with the redevelopment they had there, and that was only on one stand,
yep,
and that was only done for the Women's World Cup. So it wasn't like the whole stand was refurbished or made,
yeah,
bigger.
I was just looking through the attendance for the World Cup, Women's World Cup, and there was roughly about 13,000 people showing up every game. If we got the Men's World Cup for soccer here, I'm guessing there'd be a lot more people travel to Adelaide.
Especially if we had a really good games in Adelaide, absolutely.
Yeah, like maybe, like, we don't need a massive Suncorp stadium here. Maybe like a 35,000 seat stadium. Like, it just attract, yeah, like NRL would probably look here more and go, oh, we can have a game there, like Origin. Like, it'd be a lot better than having the game at Adelaide Oval.
And would you have the Adelaide Rams as the main tenant?
I definitely would. Yeah, if Simon got his way, the Adelaide Rams would be back tomorrow. Simon says bring back the Rams, definitely. If we had a, what could we name it? I'm going to name it Rampage Stadium.
Oh, I like wow. that. Yes, that'd definitely.
I'd have to have my own office there, to be fair. I'd have a nice little office with a view of the ground. Yeah, that'd be nice.
It would be.
You'd
definitely.
Be the number one ticket holder.
I'd have to be. Yeah. Me and Darren would be. I'd be there every day just looking at going, that looks beautiful, doesn't it? Yeah, because that stadium looked great.
That was the Serenity.
With the Rampage logo up there. Oh. Yeah, beautiful. But definitely, I think even in the future, Adelaide needs a rectangular ground. Just not just for the Rams, but for Adelaide United, for the girls' team as well. And it'd be good to have the Wallabies play here more. Like, I don't think they've played here for a couple of years now since kind of COVID kind of ish. I think it was,
They have. Was it earlier this year or was it late last year? We had the Wallaroos.
They had the double header, didn't they? Yeah.
A double header.
I think it'd be great if we had that in a rectangular ground. Was that Adelaide Oval, yeah?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Actually, I do think I remember that. But yeah, if we're going to get more international rugby union, we need or rugby league or soccer, we need a better stadium than Cooper's. Definitely.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Where in Adelaide would you think of locating the stadium?
That's funny. Every time I find a spare bit of land, I'm like driving around, I go, oh, that'd be a perfect spot for a ground. Like, I don't know Adelaide well enough to say. I know there's driving the other day and there's a park out near North Adelaide. There's a park there. And I'm like, that's huge. Let's chuck a ground there. Like, I think there's plenty of places to put a ground. Like, where would you think that ground would be like?
Well, there is a big parcel of land that was the old Lacornu Furniture Store on Anzac Highway.
Yep.
Anzac Highway, Leader Street. I think that would be perfect.
Yeah.
As
long as, I guess, there's plenty of like public transport and a train line or something, that'd be good. Like, Adelaide's, I think it, coming from Sydney where we lived and coming from Brisbane and where we've all lived, it's very easy to get around Adelaide. Mm-hmm. It's not hard. Like, I feel like you just jump on a highway there in like half an hour. You know, like, it's not a hard place. Where I think in Sydney, like, it's crazy.
The public transport's better in Sydney, though.
That's true. But
anyway, we're
not talking about Sydney. Sydney's already got their rectangular grounds everywhere. So going on from obviously talking about stadiums, last round, the NRL crowds, I'm sure you can talk about this as well, but they were pretty, like, I remember watching the Warriors game and it would look like a massive crowd.
25,000 apparently 25, there for the Warriors 000. Game. I remember before COVID, they were struggling to get crowds in the all games pretty much. And then we couldn't go because of COVID, so they had no crowds. And then as soon as COVID finished, we started getting sellouts again. And I think it's so good for the game that we're getting all these big crowds. Like Panthers had, they had a sellout. I think it was their first sellout on a Thursday night against Parramatta last week. Yeah. I mean, the result was pretty crap, but it was so good seeing that stadium so full on a Thursday. They always get a good crowd these days because we're going so well. So we've got all the bandwagon.
Newcastle always get big crowds too. But yeah, some big crowds over the weekend. Back to the Warriors. I think it's fantastic to see the Warriors going well and seeing New Zealand back the Warriors. I feel like they're not going to back them when they're coming 14th, are they? Because there's rugby union. But I feel like everyone I talk to, every Facebooker is up the wars. Like everyone is jumping on the Warriors. It's great. I love the Warriors. Like,
I got a soft spot for them.
Yeah, you gotta love the Warriors.
They did a lot for us in COVID. They didn't have to stay here and keep the comp going, but they did.
Up the wires,
you know.
Definitely.
So I think this is a karma that they deserve. I mean, good karma that they deserve them going so well. And it has a lot to do with their coach too, I think.
The coach.
Ex-Panther.
Webster is his name. Yeah, Webster. Yeah, he's
Andrew Webster.
Andrew Webster.
He was assistant at Panthers.
Definitely. So. Yeah, that was But yeah, the Panthers. We'll have to talk about that game a bit more later, won't we?
No. We
can't believe our tips from last week. We all like Panthers by 100, and it wasn't that case at all.
Well, how I see it is we're getting the worst game of the season out the way before we get our three-peat. So I'm not even stressed. It's fine.
You're not stressed. You were on Thursday night. All right, we might go for a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the South Sydney controversy.
Can't wait.
A bit of all about the teams coming up for this week. And yeah, we'll talk to you in after this short little break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Rampage League podcast with Simon, Shay and Darren.
Let's start off and talk about the South controversy. Shay, I know you have a lot to say about this.
Could not happen. I'm sorry, South fans, you probably hate me. I don't care. But I could not happen to a better team. Oh, my God. All the crap they are getting in the media is making me so happy because they deserve it. And Luttrell, the whole Luttrell, the uproar about Luttrell, he deserves everything that he's getting. Churchill? Rod Churchill, that text that was leaked, apparently it was leaked by someone in the Roosters.
How did it make the media?
It's a good question, Gus, and I'm not going to reveal my sources on this, obviously, but what I will say was that I think this message was sent on to several people, and obviously once it gets sent around a place, it can end up in with a person like myself. I do think that South Sydney are of the belief that in some way, and this is going to cause a stir, that the Roosters helped this get out there, and they're playing this week.
What?
And I'm just saying that's a theory that's coming out of South. I'm not going to.
That's the book of Hughes.
Here it goes.
I'm just warning you.
You're winding it up already.
I'm just telling you. Well, that's what's.
You've got to be winding that up,
Gal.
So someone at South, someone at South has found a way to blame the Roosters for all this. Brilliant.
Correct.
That's and just some, what we need for Friday night.
Some have somehow got their fingers on this text message that was sent between two phones.
There is a belief that's what's happened.
Yeah.
You realise you've just lit a week-long fuse.
So the Roosters did it. It's the Roosters who did it.
I'm not saying it is, but I'm just telling you that's a theory that's coming out of South. Destabilised Luttrell.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I think obviously I'm not a massive Luttrell fan. I think he could be a great role model for kids, but I hate how he always pulls the race card when he does something bad. Like there's other people that do bad things. They don't pull the race card. He always pulls the race card
every single time. If something doesn't go his way, oh, you're a racist. Yeah. Or you can't do that because it's against my race or whatever.
Luttrell, so he went off to Taree.
He went back to do bull riding.
Yeah.
Oh, went to a rodeo or something because he couldn't handle what the media was saying about him. Yeah. And then the bloke who sent that text was, I reckon he was made to apologise. He was like, I was out of line. And everyone that I've seen on Facebook has said, no, you weren't out of line. Yeah. You were telling the truth.
It's not a lot of people don't tell the truth because they're scared of what people are going to think of what they're saying. You need that honesty from people in the journalism industry. Like, don't just say what we want to hear. Give us your honest opinion. We do it. We don't like Luttrell Mitchell. I think he could be a great player if he wasn't, we said last week, lazy. But if he done things
right
more
attitude.
for his community, not just it seems like he does it for himself, not for everyone else. But the controversy about South, was that Burgess left as well, got sacked.
Yeah.
Gordy, a big day in rugby league, especially for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. We spoke last night about the possibility of their assistant coaches being stood down effective immediately. Now, John Morris has retained his position there, but Sam Burgess has left the building. It's a big one. What's your take on this?
Well, Sam's got a new job to go there. It would be interesting to see whether they'd make the same decision if Sam didn't have somewhere to go and he was signed with South long term. But it was strange for me. I think the timing of it all with, two games to go in the season and a chance to play in finals, I thought it was a strange decision.
I thought it was strange. It was a surprise yesterday.
Absolutely.
That it was even considered, but it actually happened. And after the news of Sam's departure broke this morning, the Rabbitohs were in damage control.
Oh, he had a big fight with Rusty.
Yeah, it's...
And Rusty hung up, so Burgess is like, well, that's it.
Yeah. South had a bad few weeks, I'd
and,
say.
And apparently Cody Walker and Luttrell run the show, and the coach has no say because they've taken over.
Then I was saying Karen Murray was going to go to rugby union.
No, he's not. He's
I heard that,
signed.
Though. But they're saying he was going to rugby union. I heard that.
Yeah.
It's enough of that, I think. Enough of South. We talk about South way too much in this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Talking about the upcoming round, what are your thoughts on the resting of all these players from the top four teams besides the Panthers?
They can do what they want.
I think it's not good. Obviously, they want to rest their players before the finals, but if you're going to see the Storm play the Broncos, you want to see all the stars. I'm not going to go spend $40 a ticket to watch reserve grade play.
Oh, they'll probably get their freaking wish when they get Storm Broncos game one. Because let me tell you what I think is going to happen.
Yep.
Okay. Broncos have rested all these players, and Storm have rested players too, but Broncos are being big mouths. Kevin Walters came out and said, we're the best. Well, mate, you're not, because the Panthers are the best defensive team in the league. And by the end of this weekend, we'll be the best attacking team too. So you can just shut your trap. Sorry, Karen, if you're listening, but your brother is giving me the irrits.
Oh.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is they reckon there's a plan about Broncos resting all their players. Okay. Yeah. They don't want to play Storm week one of the finals. Let me tell you what's going to happen if I think
The crystal ball, Shay?
Well, this is a crystal ball. So I think the Panthers are going to win, obviously. So that's Panthers.
I bet the Cowboys.
Panthers are going to beat the Cows, so because we're almost full strength. Broncos have rested all their players. They're loose to the Storm. But then the Warriors will lose to the Dolphins because they've also rested players.
Everyone, haven't they?
And the Dolphins have nothing to lose. So if the Dolphins beat the Warriors, Storm and Broncos are second and third on the ladder, and the Broncos will still have to play Storm week one, Nick, in the finals.
Yeah.
So Kevy's little plan of we don't want to play Broncos week one, I mean, sorry, we don't want to play Storm week one, it's not going to work. And he's going to be out in straight sets. Sorry.
I still just think resting of players, they've had three buys this year. Like they've only played 24 games because they've had three buys. If you're a rugby league fan, you want to see the best teams go out every week.
Yeah, but they might have a lot of injuries too. Like it's the end of the season.
They're just resting them for the finals. Well, that's all they're doing. So if you're this week, I'm going to obviously watch all the games, and it's going to, like the Warriors game, it's going to be boring. It's going to be.
You don't know that though. That might be a really good game with all the little baby Broncos baby Storm, and that might be a really good, interesting.
Only thing I'm looking forward to is Paps starting.
Yes.
That's probably it. Like, but I just don't think you should rest your players. Like, should they have a week between round 27 and the finals so everyone gets a rest?
No.
That was talked about.
Yeah, it was, but I don't think they should do it. Why would you do that and like ruin their momentum? I mean, I know that.
Well, they can build it up more.
How though? They're going to keep
in the
playing.
Media. They can build up. You know, like,
I'm sure they're going to build it up as much as they want to.
So remember,
way.
It wasn't a few years ago before COVID, they were having a magic 4-point round for the people outside the eight so they could make it in. That was a stupid idea.
So dumb.
But anyway, we'll move on from that. We'll talk about my Panther, one of your favourites, re-signing for the club. Tell us about that, Shay.
Dylan Edwards has re-signed until the end of 2028. I think it's a $3.4 million deal over 4 years.
Good news, Panthers fans. Dylan Edwards says he wants to stay in Penrith and never considered leaving. Did you genuinely consider other options aside from Penrith?
No, not really. I mean, this is home, obviously. Comes down the length of the deal, all that sort of thing that comes into it, and you want to have success too. You want to be happy playing footy, and you want to enjoy who you're playing football with. So I think, obviously I love playing here, and this is home for me.
The fullback wants to remain a one-club player and opened up about what the Panthers mean to him.
It's pretty simple. It's all I've ever known, really. Come down here, this is the only club I've been a part of, so I've grown up with these guys, really, since we were 17, seen their families grow and my family grow together, and to be a part of it's pretty special.
I never had any doubt. I always thought that he'd resign because he's so humble and so loyal, and he said so many times that he loves playing for the Panthers. Like every single one of those boys always say, they never want to leave. And I'm just, it gave, when I saw it break on Facebook earlier before we came on this podcast, I got goosebumps because I knew that it was going to happen. I just didn't know when. I didn't know how long he was going to stay for. But he'll probably end up being a one-club player, just like Clares and just like Fisher-Harris, Yo as well.
Dylan Edwards, definitely, he could have got more money.
He
is up there in the.
He's the best fullback in the game.
You
he
love
can't
him. You love
prove.
Him. I think he's up there in the top three.
He's number one.
But I think he's great. He's a great player, and he's humble, as you said. So it's good that they've re-signed him. I think that will it's going to help the Panthers in the long run, having Dylan, having Clares. Yeah. So they'll be
keep
around the top
together.
Four for the next probably in 2028. Until,
Well, also we met Dylan. Remember we went to the trial game, Panthers and Parramatta, when we were in Sydney 2019, I think, or was it 18? Oh, 2019.
Parramatta won 22-0.
Whatever it was. I'm not talking about the score. I'm talking about how we met Dylan.
We did. Got a photo with him.
We met him when he first got into first grade, and he was so humble. And we met him a few years later, and he was still the same humble bloke.
It's funny because when he started playing first grade, we kind of always kept an eye on him.
Yes.
And to see how much he improved since his first game to now how he's playing in 2023, he is the most improved player in the league, I think.
100%.
Because I remember when he first played for the Panthers, he got dropped for a while there. That DWZ. Ed was playing fullback, but Dylan got back, and you can see you can just tell him how he plays. He's a hard worker at training. Mm-hmm. As you said last podcast, he had a broken foot 2021 finals. So he's a big plus for the Panthers. I think Jerome Luai, has he resigned yet?
Not yet.
No, but he's probably the next thing you want.
I think he will.
I think him and Clares, they go together like
two peas,
spaghetti and tuna fish.
Peas
you know, like
carrots or something.
Peas and carrots, lasagna and tartar sauce. I don't know. They go together well. Actually, have you ever tried lasagna with tartar sauce?
Let's move on.
Okay, it's terrible.
anyway, end of the day, I'm very happy that Dylan's resigned.
Paps coming back.
I'm so happy for him.
Besides the terrible haircut he had, with his blonde foils, or I don't know what he did.
It's okay.
It looked terrible, but it's good to see him back after that 405 game break. And he's starting this week too. So,
yeah.
Panthers fans, Storm fans would be happy. I'm happy as just a rugby league fan to see him back.
They looked even better. Well, they looked like they're just getting better every week, the Storm. But
yes.
But now that Paps is back, as soon as he got on the field, they like.
Energy lifted, didn't it?
Another gear.
Lifted when he came on.
Yeah. I still reckon it's going to be Panthers Storm grand final. I'm sticking to my guns now that Paps is back.
Paps is going to make a big difference.
Yes.
They were saying that he was kind of last week. I don't know how, obviously, he'll be in the finals because they got Nick Meaney, who's been at fullback all year. They were using Paps as like a.
Off the bench.
Off the bench, but he was coming on as like a lock.
Yeah.
So he was like roving around.
Yeah.
I want to watch him, obviously, this week and see how he plays because I want to see how much involvement he gets in. And then you can compare his involvement from 405 games off and see how many carries and run meters and then compare it to your mate Latrell and see him. Because he's not playing this week, is he? So he's suspended.
Oh, he's suspended. Yeah.
Oh, damn, that's a shame, isn't it? But I also want to see, because I remember they were saying how Latrell a few weeks ago had his best game ever and he had all these run meters and his most carries. But I bet you it's any other fullback does it every week. So,
yeah.
But yeah, 100%. Good to see Paps back. Yeah, and then after that, we'll have a break now. We'll come back and we'll talk about the NRL review and preview.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in a second.
And we're back on the Rampage League podcast with Simon, Shay and Darren.
And we're going to go on with the review of the round 26. And we'll start off with Thursday night at Bluebet Stadium. Parramatta beating the Panthers 32-8.
Back of the scrum. Away to Dylan Brown. Brown running for the corner. He got a backhand ball to Sivo. He's going to dive over. Sivo leapt over the top and scored.
The conditions between the warm-up and now have changed quite dramatically. Brown just accelerates, puts some pressure on the young centre. And Sivo couldn't believe his eyes when the ball popped out.
Cleary, Luai, beautiful hands. Jenkins gets it together. Sand, right-hand ball, back to Peachy, sparkling footy. That's what they can do if given just a slight chance in the Panthers of nailed. Playing it outside the 20, through off Angawe, then Hopgood, then Campbell Gillard, then Gutho. Gutho doesn't quite have the pace to get away, but he can fire a pass to Sivo, who gets try number two.
Might be an 8-point try.
Bucky, we're starting to try, we're just looking at a contact in the act of scoring.
Just looking at the arm here of Jesse McLean. It's a swinging action that makes direct contact to the head of Mike Sivo in a try-scoring situation. We have a possible 8-point try.
Wow.
We have a decision.
Gutho with conversion 1 of 2. He's missed it.
And then, there we go, makes it a 6.
Lassie.
Hard to make up ground for the Penrith Panthers. But beautiful pass there by Simonson.
Under the sticks. It goes to Luai, who dances and thought about a kick. He goes himself and does he get it down? He didn't get it down. What a tackle by Cartwright.
Well, the way he's holding his arm.
The shoulder.
He's got burners already. Yeah, he's hurt that shoulder.
Couple of tackles left on this set. Round for Cartwright. Gutherson around the back. Gutherson into space. Gutherson tries.
Gutherson scores in the corner. Harvey Norman replay. Just watch beautiful straightening. And then the one-on-one foot race. And Gutherson, little show. And watch him jink in, out. Just gets himself a little bit of space on the outside. Nice and low.
15 metres out from the Penrith line. A fraction less when he played it. Brown with an attacking kick. Arcee's getting through. Tapped it. There's another try to Parra. Gutherson there to mop it up and score.
He's on one leg. Last week he was hobbling around. Tonight, early in the game, I thought he was absolutely gone. He he scores there on the Harvey Norman replay.
Oh, right, how neat is that? Cleary punches into the hole. Oh, Gutherson literally can't put any weight on his leg, and Cleary scores.
Harvey Norman replay just taps it back into space, and Nathan, he just runs onto the ball.
Look at Gutho.
Just said, I think my night's over. And as we can see, it is.
Marci Panasini, he's going to get a fourth try by Casivo. What a night for the Fijian winger.
He goes over again.
Again, good passes out in front. He's had it circled.
You know, it's been sold out since last week. That's incredible.
Old boys' day.
Martin in his 100th. Martin for the quarter. He's going to get one to celebrate the century of appearances. Cogger and Cleary in and out in one motion, and Jenkins for the corner.
Well, it's from outside in. Will Panasini. He didn't miss Cogger, but the pass from Cleary. He hasn't stopped trying tonight, Cleary.
And that is full time. Parramatta's season comes to an end with a big victory against their arch rivals out here at Penrith.
Teen, Shaylee, what do you reckon?
Well, where do you want me to start?
Start with, I think you start with Marcus Sebo scoring four tries. What do you think about that?
Well, ex-Panther, for starters.
True, yes, true.
He's a good player, Sebo, I must admit. Pains me to say that because he plays for
I definitely think the reason he got four tries was Tom Jenkins on debut.
Not Tom Jenkins.
Jesse McLean. Sorry, Tom Jenkins. He didn't do nothing wrong. So, yeah, he on debut was, he's a fullback usually, and he played in the centres. He was found out defensively a fair bit. I think it was a closer game than the score kind of said, because then four tries.
But also, Klesmer's three goals.
He's usually automatic from his goal kicking. So, to him, miss four. That was
three out of four. Yeah.
He's usually automatic. It was unlike a Panthers game. I definitely think they missed.
Well, so we had, I think, six Mitch players
Kenny.
Out.
Yeah.
Mitch Kenny, Dill, we had Scott Sorensen. We had Romy out because he got injured in the first half. Who else we have out? Tito on the wing.
Yeah.
We had him out. I don't understand why. I mean, Ivan is the coach and I know he knows what he's doing, but I don't understand why you'd get someone on debut who plays fullback playing the centres on his debut. I don't understand. That was the problem. But also a lot of other things. But I think that was the worst game of our season. Yeah.
It seems though that Parramatta always, besides the grand final, always seem to play really well against the Panthers, and they've beaten us a lot.
Yeah, but they don't beat us when they need to though. Yeah. Like we beat them twice in the finals last year, and they beat us. I think was it two or three times last year? Two times last year. They've beaten us twice this year, I think. I'm pretty sure they've beaten us twice this year. But they don't beat all you have to say is who won the grand final last year.
No one's going to remember round 26 at the end
exactly.
of the year.
Exactly.
And they've done it too late because they didn't make the finals. So.
I will say, though, I was very happy Peach got his try.
Peach. I will say Clint Guthmerson, he played really well. And he went off injured at the end. But I think without him, they're nothing really. Like Mitch Moses and Dylan Brown are great, but I think Clint Guthman, he's their best
player. Much as I really don't like him, I kind of got a soft spot for him after that game because he was the heart and soul of that Parramatta team on Thursday. He tried his heart out, and I'm so glad he got two tries. He got three from six. Well, that was because his leg was broken probably. But and he still, penalty goal too. But I've kind of got a bit of respect for him now because he just stayed on with a broken knee or whatever's wrong with his knee to try and get that win for his team, even though they weren't going to make the finals.
And he's a manly boy too, which is even better. And we'll move on to the early game, the Wires versus the Drag.
Round 26 of the NRL underway in Auckland. With the Warriors. Oh, it's a good kickoff too. Oh, they're going to score. Can you believe it? What a start. A 9-second try for the Dragons.
The ball hits Zach Lomax's hand first and then contacts Chance's hand, constituting a knock-on. We have a decision.
Here's Egan for Noah Blake. Mika Pompey. There's the first one. Adam Pompey.
Well executed, well timed. And Pompey is dangerous with ball in hand. He gets the Warriors on the board.
Egan again. Oh! Johnson. Nickel Cluster. It's a second try.
how good is it to see the spine connect so well like that, and the work of Wade Egan to really hold those defenders on the inside there. Sean Johnson, another try assist, but the work there from Chance Nickel-Klokstad and the footwork, he deserves that one.
It's Walker for Noah Blake. For Noah Blake, has he got it down? Did he lose the ball here in forcing it, Monty? That's the question. That's what's being examined at the moment by the bunker.
Adam Fanua Blake loses possession at that point, and he does not regain possession before it hitting the ground. We have a decision.
Oh, Suli's busted through! Moses Suli! Great tackle from Nickel-Klokstad, but what a run by Suli, who's lost the ball. It's play on, the Warriors have it. Last play, they're going to run it. It's Walker. It's five chases! And goes close to scoring.
Yeah. Wonderful defensive effort.
Here's Little. Little scores. He's got it down. Jacob Little.
Well, here we go. Hello. What's going on here?
Jacob Little loses possession of the ball onto Chance's leg prior to trying to ground it. The on-field decision of Bunty offside at marker will stand. We have a decision.
Laurie's the other players run over 100 for the Dragons. There goes the kick from Ben Hunt. Oh, it's been caught. And a beautiful offload, and Lomax is going to go over and score the try. A well-deserved one for the Dragons.
There's a kick once again from Hunt. We've seen this time and time again. Dunning gets up high, not able to take the ball. Dragons on hand to score.
Hunt cans required, and Monty's done a great job there. Burns out to Lomax. Back goes Nickel-Klokstad.
Sloan's there.
Oh, it's bounced nicely from Montoya. Johnson waits it beautifully, and that's going to be a line dropout, surely.
Oh, no, one. Take one.
He's going to award the try.
You were trying to pick the ball out.
See Sean just thread that one through. Yeah, he looked like he was going to pick that up and carry it dead. All he had to do was just apply pressure. It was just there. Just even a fingertip would have been enough. Referee on site, on hand right there, Peter Goff.
Well, the try's been confirmed. And a life in the playoffs coming for the Warriors. Full time, it's 18-6. The Warriors beat the Dragons.
I think the Dragons done well to keep them to 18 points. I think it was a very close game compared to what we were expecting. Yeah. Like 12-0 halftime, which is... I expected the Warriors to destroy them, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say that. I thought that... I tipped the Warriors. But I was very surprised it was only 12-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
Because I really thought it would be... They would have... Well, they did in the end, 18-6. But still, I thought they would have smashed him by at least 30.
It was good to see Charles Nickel-Klokstad. He played well.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I can't believe last year he was in the Raiders reserve grade team. Mm. He couldn't get a spot. And then he moves to the Warriors and he's just carving it up. So up the wires. Sean Johnson, he's playing best footy he's ever played.
They're resting him this week.
I don't think they should rest their players, especially if he's going for the daily M, which he might get.
Dylan's
He might need them points. Yeah, because Dylan might get them points. But
true.
And a special mention of Dylan Walker. I love that guy.
He's a good player.
Yeah,
good player.
Move on to the late game. This was a Dolphins home game at Suncorp Stadium against the Cowboys. I said this last week. I thought the Cowboys would. I think they when they're really good, the Cowboys are really good.
Yeah.
And when they're bad, they're not terrible, but they're bad.
Yeah.
And it's good for their confidence that they had a big win against the Dolphins because. It's going to be hard for them to make the finals because they're playing the Panthers this week. But I really love watching the Cowboys play with Scott Drinkwater at fullback.
Yeah, he's a good player, Drinky.
Yeah, Tom Dearden.
What do they say? Don't drink water.
Don't drink water.
No, don't drink wine. When you can drink water.
That was for
my dad.
Yeah.
My dad is a Cowboys supporter. Yeah. So, hello, Dadsy. And you'll be pleased to know that I'm not tipping your Cowboys this week. Sorry.
I might tip him for Dadsy. So the Dolphins, they started so well, and then they've kind of just their bubbles burst, hasn't it?
Who?
The Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphs. Yeah, they started so well, and I thought they would go in. They would make the eight the way they were going, but
they've had a few injuries. I think they've got a few signings next year. It'd be interesting to see how they go next year. Cause, yeah.
Don't they have what's his name?
Harvey Farnworth. God, that almost
Herbie
maybe.
Farnworth.
He'll make the difference, won't he? That'll be one premium thanks to him. Yeah. No, go Herbie.
Don't they have someone else as well?
I'm sure they've got others signed. Yeah. Sorry, all right, we'll move on to the Saturday early game. This is the Storm versus the Titans in Melbourne. Storm 37-16.
Yeah.
The Storm.
Xavier Coates was awesome. He got a hat trick.
Yeah.
Christian Welsh, Queenslander. So I was happy that he played well. He always plays well, Christian Welsh. And as I said before, I reckon that they had like an extra spark as soon as Paps came on. And I loved that the fans had the mullets. Yeah. They had wigs that they could put on for when Paps came on. And they went crazy. Munster said that after the game, he said that it sounded like someone like Elton John was getting on the field the way the crowd went off when Paps came on.
The big news out of that game was Jerome Hughes' injury.
Oh, yeah, his knee, wasn't it?
Yeah, so he's going to be obviously not playing this weekend. Mm. But the Titans, it's hard to see. They never make the finals. They never do any good.
They made it last year or the year
before. I'm disappointed with them this year. AJ Brimson, Kieran Foran, they've got like Fafita, Tino. They've got players. They always disappoint.
Mm. Right?
I had high hopes early in the year for them.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Bad luck next year. The 5:30 game was the Roosters versus the Tigers.
Smith and Laurie, double pump, ball is in the line. The Roosters defence, scrappy, and over the line goes Tristan Riley. Second game of the NRL. And he's carried Manu over the line. He is a rugby league player who went to rugby union and came back to league. But also attended St. Joseph's College at Hunters Hill in Sydney on the way through. It was on Walker, now Smith, bullocking run, Walker back with it, stepping nicely, Walker bouncing, Sam Walker, welcome back young man. There's a bit of Stacey Jones 0-2 grand final, Warriors v Roosters about all of that. That's the highest praise I could give Sam.
Considering he's come back from a knee injury as well, he was brave there. He caught some good shots.
He's hooked it. Kiri is. Oh, is that broke? No, it didn't break the plane.
Going to go 10 metres before Daniel touched it.
Tupou's saying it had. His arms are long, remember, folks. But it's a penalty in front of the posts. Positive performance from Collins. Now Kiri almost lost it. Dummy. Run pass. Butcher. Straight through. We'll take on Buller. Butcher. Just caught by Jareen Buller in the corner. Last tackle. Roosters. Kiri. Right to the line. Ball knocked down. And there you go. Had Tigers offside. So the score's up again. A little bit of hook on it, but still through the sticks. The Roosters. Maybe moving in for their second try. Kiri, Tupou, hands, finish. Great skills on show there. He doesn't need a sat-nav to find his way to the in goal. That record against the Tigers extended. Tupou, 19 tries now in his 14th game against the Tigers. Right beside the uprights, Brandon Smith may have a go himself. To Kiri, there to the line. The Tigers passive. May has scored for the Roosters.
May just one-on-one with their halfback as we see the end-on shot. Kiri eyes up, gets Papali'i to sink in, and then the big May one-on-one with the halfback. Too big, too strong.
Kiri out the back. Swally, he kept it going. Wongs with the ball and has speed away from Smith. Tackle 10 metres away from the line. Roosters, Maria Hargreaves to Radley, to Kiri, Swali with it. Inside the 10, Joseph. Too strong. He's had a super night. Joseph Swali has scored a critical try for the Roosters.
I'll talk to you in a minute.
Oh, geez. The arm's swinging a bit now. We do have to have a little bit more investigation. Jared, you're leading by 18.
Talk to me about the initial thing, mate. And you've taken
taken out the kicker later and made contact in the head, you're in the bin. Well, there you go.
For the first time in his career, Jared Maria Hargreaves will go off to the sin bin. Now, Kiri, kick off the post, the Roosters rally. Off the padding, the Roosters score. The Roosters are still alive. Their finals campaign is still alive. The Tigers, sadly, the wooden spoon is theirs. Full time, Roosters 32. Tigers up.
And I was so keen to see the Tigers go well.
Me too.
I was like, come on, they scored first. I'm like, here we go. And then they just got pumped.
Well, let me tell you what, the commentators just drool over Sam Walker every time he touches the ball. He is not that good and he is also too small. Every time he gets tackled, he seems like he's injured. Oh, he's just, I mean, maybe he might be good one day, but he's too small, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then Joey Manu got injured too.
What about Hargreaves?
Oh, Hargreaves. Yeah, we'll talk about him a bit more later, but he's, we'll talk about him later.
Is there any game that he doesn't get sin bent? Because
I think he must have a bet with the lads and go, all right, guess what? I'm going to get sent off in the 51st minute.
Well, it's either him or Victor. So they must
have they must have like a game where they go, all right, scissor, paper, rock. All right, you'll get sent off this week.
Grubs. Right. That's all they are.
But hopefully the Tigers, not this weekend, but next year they go better because Tigers fans have had a tough run.
Yeah.
And my mate Craig, he's a mass Tigers fan. All right, so the late game on the Saturday was the Broncos Raiders. Mm-hmm. This was interesting. When I was watching, because I missed the first kind of 2 minutes. I didn't miss the teams come out, and I was like, looking at the team, like, where is Jared Croker?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah.
Because he's, like, I feel like when he's playing, they play better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just.
He's got a lot of heart.
Yeah, and he was off the bench. I don't understand what Ricky was talking. Well,
I don't understand a lot of what Ricky does, to
he
be honest.
He played 3 minutes. 3 minutes off the bench. Like, that's a waste of a player.
And it was his last home game, too.
Yeah, like, it wasn't good. And then they put Jack White in at fullback, and they moved Sebastian Chris in the centres. And it's like, I'm pretty sure Jared's been named on the bench again.
Mm.
But the Broncos, they played really well. I think it could have, there's a few calls there that went against the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Broncos, they came over the top.
Well, that tackle on Reece Walsh was good, though.
Oh, that was a good hit, wasn't it? That was a good hit. Reece Walsh, though, I think he's playing really good. Every week he seems to be getting better. He's got a few mistakes because he's still young, but he's getting better and better. And they didn't have Adam Reynolds again, so.
Yeah. That's true.
But they played well, and the Broncos.
And Cobbo got a hat trick. He's on fire. I've always liked that Cobbo. He's a very good player. Yeah,
still young.
Still young, yeah.
Sunday game. It was the Bulldogs versus the Seagulls.
Manly did it really tough.
42-24. I feel like the Bulldogs were lucky to get to that many points. The last three tries were kind of a bit soft.
Yeah.
The Manly, they kind of bushed it a few tries, which was
very Manly-like.
Very Manly-like this year. Jason Saab, though, played well. And Cole at fullback.
Yes.
I was saying he's this to you beast. The other day that he's like the fourth choice fullback. But next year, I'd have him at fullback.
And
I'd have Turbo and Ruben Garrick in the centres. Because I think Cole, he's quick.
Yeah.
He's a quick fullback.
Yeah.
Put him at fullback. Turbo in the centres.
Talking about quick, Saab.
Saab.
How he chased down Fox?
Yeah.
And fastest man on the planet, my backside.
Saab,
I tell you
called
what.
Him like he was in concrete. It was great.
And how good was it when Cherry gave the new bloke, Gordon the kick for goal?
CKT, in front of all of his family. That was great.
Yeah.
It was my favourite game because Manly won. We haven't won for a while.
Yeah.
And then the last game of the round, I thought would be a tight game. It was Newcastle Sharks. Newcastle beat him 32-6.
Easy.
Easy game.
Ponga was on fire again.
I'm very disappointed with the Sharks.
Yeah. I reckon Newcastle will go further than the Sharks in the finals.
Yeah.
I reckon Sharks will just be out first week.
Yeah, the Sharks, I look at their team and they've got like a team that's okay, but there's nothing that really like, I'm like, oh, look, they've got, so-and-so. They don't have anyone.
Nico
Hines, but
he's rocks wasn't playing, and diamonds.
But
I guess.
Like they don't have a team that just doesn't scare me on paper. I don't think it'd scare many coaches. Like, they've got good players, they just haven't got great players.
Yeah.
It's just a shame. And then the bye had South.
Oh, I was hoping the bye would beat South.
Yeah.
But I will.
That's why we need an 18th team, just so we'd have to have a bye.
Yeah.
The Rams versus South would have been good.
Yeah, Rams would have won. 70-0.
At Rampage Stadium they would have played, it would have been a sellout.
Simon says.
Okay, so we're going with our game of the week. I'll go with my game of the week. It's pretty obvious. My game of the week was Manly versus the Dogs. My sister and my mother go for the Dogs. So I always love beating the Dogs so I can give them a bit. And we seem to always beat the Dogs. So 42-24, it was my favourite game of the week.
My favourite game of the week was the Cows and the Dolphins, only because I like it when the Cows win for my dad, but I don't like it when the Cows beat my Panthers. So you're not winning this week, Dadsy. Sorry.
Well, they might do. All right, so my player of the week, could have been a Manly player, but I thought I'll go a bit unbiased. And my player of the week was Reece Walsh. I think he played great, even though he got smashed at the end there, and he was injured. So he's a great player, and the more I see of him, the more I like of him. I think he'll win the Dally in the next 5 years.
Well, he won't win this year.
Not this year. Tell me your player of the week, Shay.
I like that Gordon Chan Kum Tong.
Just call him GC.
I'll just call him Gordon because that's good. But I like him because he was on debut, and I just like pretty much just how happy he was. Happy he was when he got
so
to
happy,
kick that
yeah.
goal.
And he's been named again this week, which is great because he's just...
He's great.
Yeah,
he's,
I think he's...
He's going to be a star.
Yeah, he's a hard worker too. Yeah. So we'll go on the grub of the week. And then we've got both got the same grub of the week. It's not hard.
It's
there's
not
no Latrell.
He
had the bye, so he had an off week. But it was Jarrett Weir Hargraves was the grub of the week because everyone's seen what happened with him on the weekend. So he was our grub of the week. Now we're going to go on with the previews for the last round before the finals. On Thursday night, it's the Broncos B team versus the Storms B team at Suncorp. Begins for the Broncos. Tristan Saylor's at fullback, which will be interesting, so I think he's a good player. There's nobodies in the halves. There's nobody in the back row. There's Martin DePauw, or I can't even say how he says
it. How they say it now, Tupau. I'm not sure.
Tupau. He's back, one of my favourite players. And then the Storm, they've got Paps at fullback. Justin Ollam's back. He's been a bit out of favour with Craig Bellamy. Bit out of form. So good to see him back because I'm a fan of his. But the Storm just look like they've just got a better looking team on paper.
Apparently that Jock Madden is supposed to be a good half for the Broncos.
Yeah.
And that Tyron Wishart, is that Rod Wishart's son, I think the Storm?
It is, yeah.
There you go. It's making me feel old because like Cooper Johns and this Tyrone, like Nathan Cleary, all these young blokes coming through. We used to watch their fathers play. And now I feel like how my dad used to talk about watching the footballers back in the 80s. Now I'm like, back in the 90s, I used to watch these guys, and now I'm watching their sons. So I feel old, but I'm only 37, so I'm okay.
So the Broncos Storm, who are you tipping, Shay?
I'm going for the Storm.
I'm going to have to go for the Storm as well. The Storm by 6.
I reckon the Storm by 12.
12. So the Friday early game is the Seagulls versus the West Tigers at Four Points Park. I think Manly have pretty much named the same team. And I think the Tigers have, I think Josh Bateman's out. So they've got pretty much the same team that they had last week. I think the Manly should win by 13 plus. But saying that, Abby Coruscant's back at halfback.
Yeah.
Which I think will be better for their attack.
Dane Laurie's at 5'8". That's interesting.
Yeah, he's played there three weeks in a row now.
Has he?
I actually think the Tigers might pull a surprise there. Last game of the season.
Isn't it Jake's...
200th.
200th, is it? There you go.
Hopefully Manly fans rock up for the 5:30 game.
He's the heart and soul of that team.
I think he'll have a big game. I hope Manly win, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Tigers win. I'm going to tip Manly by 13+, but it could go though, Shay.
Yeah, I think Manly 13+.
The late game is the Roosters Rabbitohs.
Oh, this is going to be good. So when we lived in Sydney, I worked in Bondi Junction, and we went to a Panthers. We were members of the Panthers, so we went out to Penrith one night, and we met Tim Grant, who had played for the Roosters in South, didn't he? Or played for South. He played for Souths. South. Yeah. And he was telling me, because I told him I worked at Bondi Junction and how much I hated the Roosters, and he said, did you know... So you know how South and Roosters hate each other? Well, the admin of the South Sydney Rugby League team work in the same building as the Roosters Roosters team in Bondi. So they all work in the same office, but they hate each other. So how much tension would you have in that workplace?
That'd be crazy.
But I reckon it's going to be a good game. Even though Latrell's out, I reckon they're still going to be as grubby as ever.
Blake Taft's in. Joey Manu must be in doubt because he had his hamstring last week.
Yeah.
He's been named, but I think he might get ruled out.
Yeah, I don't know.
They put Drew Hutchinson in the centres, or maybe Corey Allen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be a big game.
I think there'll be a few fights in that game too.
Basically, if you win, you're going to be in the finals.
Well, exactly.
You know,
well,
obviously points difference.
Yeah.
I don't want South to win.
No.
It's just, I don't like the Roosters either, but no. I hope the Roosters get in.
Don't they have to rely on a couple of other results for the Roosters?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking the Cowboys will lose to the Panthers. And that will help them out.
Yeah.
The Raiders might lose too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm tipping the Roosters by 13 plus. How about you, sir?
Oh yeah, I reckon maybe 6.
6?
Yeah.
Saturday early game is the Dolphins-Warriors. Dolphins, I reckon they're going to beat the Warriors because the Warriors have just rested. They've rested everyone. No Fanul Blake, no Nick Klostad, no, David Ebersed, Luke Medcalf, Sean Johnson, Toro Harris and Wade Egan.
Yep.
That's some talent.
I've been saying that all week, how I reckon the Dolphins are going to beat the Warriors, and this whole resting players for the Broncos is going to shoot them in the foot because the Dolphins are going to beat... Dolphins have nothing to lose, okay? They're not going to make the finals. They're playing their last game at home for their first season ever. They're going to have a lot of fans there probably to support them, plus the Warriors fans will be there too, I'm guessing. But yeah, I reckon the Dolphins will beat them. So yep. that means if the Dolphins beat the Warriors and the Storm beat Broncos... Warriors will be fourth.
Yeah,
and
I think a 2:30 game at Suncorp.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful weather in Queensland, always is in Queensland. Yeah. So Dolphins should get at least 30,000, 35,000, hope.
You'd hope so, yeah.
I know there's a lot of Kiwis in Queensland and yeah. they'll all be up the waz. I just look at the Warriors team and they've got some good players like Tiare Martin's there.
I'm so happy for him.
Freddie Lassick, Josh Curran. They've got Dylan Walker, he's captain in at lock. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't see why they'd rest him. But obviously the coach has got his reasons.
He's got the plan, yeah.
The 5 o'clock game is going to be interesting.
Oh, well, who are you going for? Dolphins or Waz?
Yep. Waz. Oh, did I say the Warriors? No, I'm going to Dolphins. Dolphins by...
Ooh, golden point?
Yeah, golden point. Why not?
Ooh, that'd be so good. Yeah, I'm going for the Dolphins too, Dolphins. Actually. I've got a real soft spot for Dolphins. Okay.
So the late game. Oh, sorry, the early game, the second game, 5 o'clock game, Panthers, Cowboys at Bluebet. This is going to be sold out, surely.
I think it already is. Already if not, it's close.
They always sell it there. I think, Dylan Edwards is back. It's going to be a big in.
Tito is back too on the wing. So Sonia Taruva is back. Sorry, I say their nicknames because that's what I'm used to. But Taruva's back at the wing. Peach is still in the centres, which makes me a bit nervous as much as I love Peach.
I think he needs to be a bench player. He's a bit slow. We found out last week. Yep. Isaac Tago has been... on the reserves bench, so he might come in late.
Yeah, well, see, they said with his injury, because Mitch Kenny and Scott Sorensen were on the Matty John show last Sunday, and they were asked about Tago's injury, and apparently with his injury, it was getting better. Now there's some work to do still, but he could be back this week, could be back next week. They're not sure.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, Jack Hogger for Luai.
Yeah.
I think I thought maybe Salmon might be there. So Jamin Salmon, because when he played 5'8" last time, he was pretty good. Really? But I think Ivan wants to stick with what he knows, I guess.
So for the Cowboys, I think their team looks pretty good. Scott Drinkwater, Kyle Felt, Dearden, Townsend. I'm looking on the bench here, extended bench, and it's got James Tarmo. Didn't he retire?
He is retiring.
So he's trying to end the year. So this might be his last game.
Yeah.
So would they put him on?
I hope so, because we've met him a few times.
One of the nicest guys.
Yeah.
One of the nicest guys. And I wish him all the best in retirement. I hope I see him around again because I think he's a great person.
Every time we saw him, he knew who we were.
He knew we were, yeah. Like,
he's so lovely.
So the Cowboys obviously need to win that. They need to win that. I'm going to tip the Cowboys upset because I think, just doing this for Dadsy, brownie points, but I think the Cowboys can win that. I really think they can.
No.
The Panthers.
Do you want to be married to me still?
Yes. But my father-in-law, he's nice too. So I'm gonna go Cowboys. I'm gonna say it's a 2-point game. I think the Panthers will win, but I'm gonna tip the Cows by 2.
Well, yeah. Well, they've already beaten us once, but we didn't have Claire's last game.
I think who are you gonna tip? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't think we're gonna lose two in a row so close to the finals with so many players back.
Yep.
So I'm tipping the Mighty Panthers, of course.
By 40 plus?
Not by 40 plus. I reckon it'll be closer than what I hope it is. I mean, I hope it's not as close as I think it is. But I reckon it might be 6 or 7.
6 or 7 points.
Yeah.
So the late game on Saturday is the Dragons Newcastle.
And Ponga's out.
Ponga's out.
Yeah.
You'd think Newcastle would win this.
Yes.
And they should do it easily, really.
But how well do they go without Ponga? That's the thing. Yeah.
I think Adam Clune, he played really good
on fire,
I don't like Tyson Gamble very much, but he played well.
Yeah.
Bradman Best has been playing well. Just look at their forward pack. It just looks a bit better. Adam Elliott.
Jack Johns on the bench.
Yeah. He's only reserves, Jack Johns.
Oh, reserves. Sorry. Take that back.
Jack Hetherington, he'd be good for 10 in the bin for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yes, so I think Newcastle will win that. I'm going to say Newcastle by 13 plus. How about you?
I reckon Newcastle by 12.
12?
Yep.
Sunday early game. This is going to be a great game. The Titans versus the Bulldogs.
I think the Titans. The Titans. Because they're at home.
I always look at their Titans team. I go, that looks like a good team on paper.
Yeah.
All right. Their halfback, he's only played 2 games.
Yeah.
Tom Weirer.
Yeah.
But they've got they got Fifita. They got Tiny. Tiny. What's his name?
Tino.
AJ Brimson, they got Brian Kelly, who's my cousin.
He's not your cousin.
Not really, but I took a funny story about that. I took a photo with Brian Kelly when he played for Manly. He It must have been one of his whole family came up from the Gold Coast. And I was sitting with them and they're like, get a photo with Brian Kelly. And I got in the photo with the whole family.
Yeah, I don't think they knew that he was actually in the photo.
Yeah, so it's just me with Brian Kelly and his family. So every time he's on the TV, I go, that's my cousin, Brian Kelly. So yeah, I've got a soft spot for him because he's a great player.
Yeah.
But I think, the Bulldogs have shut off for this year. They've packed
their
bags
already. Well, they've got all that rumour going around that one of their players walked out because of the punishment they had at training and everything from Cameron Serraldo. So I don't know.
We don't know what's going on there. I think a few of them were walking after a kick from Matt Burton.
He didn't like his punishment was he had to wrestle some of the
I couldn't remember what it was exactly. So there's a lot of something's going on there. But
this Serraldo came out. And he was saying, so Matt Burton put a massive bomb up.
Yeah.
And there was like four or five players and they didn't chase, they just walked.
Yeah.
And it was like senior players. I just think they've checked out for the year, the Bulldogs.
They shouldn't get paid if they've checked out.
They've got some big players and they're just disappointing. I think Kikau has been a disappointment this year. Yeah. He's been injured, but I just don't. Coming from the Panthers, he was good there. And I think he just hasn't. Yeah. His heart's not in the team. Look like he wants to play there.
Not like it was at the Panthers. Yeah, and I'm interested to see how Stephen Crichton goes next year when he goes to Dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right decision for him, but anyway.
I feel sorry for Cameron Serraldo.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he's got to just mould it how he wants it. Team. His first year, he hasn't got the team he wants.
Yeah.
He needs to cut some of that stuff out, the crap, and then get the team he wants.
He said it's not a very good environment either.
Yeah.
When you're losing that many games, I don't think it would be. Plus, what's Gus doing? Like, Gus Gould is...
Yeah. Mm. So I'm going to tip the Titans by, when I say 12.
Yeah, I reckon 13 plus.
Yeah. Hopefully get a decent crowd there at Gold Coast because they don't really get big crowds unless it's an opposition team.
They're in the top eight, which they haven't been very often.
The last game is the Sharks Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
At PointsBet Stadium. I really hope the Raiders win this one. Mm. They've obviously been very inconsistent with their form. They win by a little bit or they lose by so much. Mm-hmm. Their form against is terrible.
Yeah.
I don't agree with Jack White and playing in the centres. I think Jared Krogh should be in the centres and Jack White should be playing 5-8 like he has all year.
Yeah. Is Ricky getting ready for next year? Is that why he's doing it?
Why put Jared Krogh on the bench?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
But as I said, is he getting ready for next year? I don't know.
Maybe. But why would you do it when you're playing the finals next week?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
They've got Tom Starling, who's their hooker on the bench. They've got two forwards and they've got Jared Croker.
I forgot they were in the finals.
Yeah, the kind of a team you don't remember, are you really?
Didn't Corey Horsbrough get...
He's suspended.
Yeah, so why is he in the team?
They named him, but he won't play, so they'll reshuffle there.
Yeah.
Is Nico Hines back? He's back. I think it'll be a close game. Because Nico Hines is back for the Sharks.
Mm.
I'll tip the Raiders. I'm a Canberra boy. I don't tip the Raiders by... Well, they don't ever win by much. So it's going to be by 4 points or less.
Raiders by two.
Raiders by two.
Yeah.
And Parramatta have to buy.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I won't miss that game.
Bye, Para. See
Parramatta
next year.
Versus the Rams. Rams will beat them. All right, so we'll have a break here and we'll come back with the Panthers trivia. We'll be back in a second.
I'm so nervous.
And it's time for our inaugural Rampage League quiz. And this week, the theme is Nathan Cleary and the Panthers.
The Mighty Panthers.
Okay, Jay, here's question one. Nathan Cleary, which was the first junior club that Cleary played for in Auckland? Was it the Point Chevalier Pirates, the Mount Albert Lions, the Papakura Sea Eagles, or the Glenora Bears?
Mount Albert Lions.
Yes! Very good. Okay, Shay, question number two. Which junior club did Nathan Cleary play for when his family moved to the Penrith area? The Carlton Colts, Mount Druitt Lions, Brothers Penrith, or St. Mary's?
Brothers Penrith.
Question three. Against which team did Nathan Cleary make his first grade debut? Was it the Melbourne Storm, St. George Illawarra, the Brisbane Broncos, or the Manly Sea Eagles?
The Storm.
Back in round 13 in 2016.
I can't believe that was so long ago. Crazy.
Question four. Which now defunct team is missing from the list of teams that Ivan Cleary played for? Manly Sea Eagles, the Roosters, the Warriors, and is it either the North Sydney Bears, the South Queensland Crushers, the Western Reds, or the Illawarra Steelers?
It's the Bears, isn't it?
Bears is correct. Oh, I wish you played for that once.
Question five. Which English Premier League club does Nathan Cleary support? Is it Liverpool, Everton, Manchester City, or Manchester United?
Manchester United?
Is that confidently?
No, I don't know anything about soccer and I always get confused.
And Cleary returned home early to fly to Melbourne to watch a friendly game.
Big fan of the United.
Okay,
question six. Penrith Panthers, what year did they join the New South Wales Rugby League competition? Is it 1947, 1957, 1967, or 1977?
1967, and I've got a little story about that. Last year when we made the grand final, I went hard out because Simon was away for work. I was by myself with the fur babies at home. So I went and got little cupcakes made and I decorated our house because I was so excited to go back to back. And the little, you know, the little eatable icing things they put on the cupcakes, well, they put the Panthers logo on it, but they said EST 1966, which is kind of true, I think. But we didn't start the competition until the 1967. So I told the lady this is wrong and she had no idea what I was
talking
about.
So it was 1967.
It's 1967, that's yep. What I said. But I'm just saying. End of my story.
Thank you for the story.
Question seven. Which team joined the league in the same season as Panthers? Was it the Illawarra Steelers, the Cronulla Sharks, the Canberra Raiders, or the Newcastle Knights?
The Sharks.
Okay, well, look at this quiz. Question eight. Who captained the Panthers to their first grand final win? Is it Greg Alexander, Roy Simmons, Brad Fittler, or Mark Geyer?
Brandy Alexander.
Question nine. Against who did the Panthers record their biggest ever win? Was it the West Tigers, Parramatta Eels, New Zealand Warriors, or the Manly Sea Eagles?
Manly Sea Eagles, and my husband loved every minute of it.
No comment on that.
Sea Eagles beaten 72-12 in 2004.
Robbed, absolutely robbed. I can't believe that we had like 14 tries disallowed. It was a robbed.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Okay, question 10. Who has scored the most tries for the Penrith Panthers? Greg Alexander, Ryan Girdler, Luke Lewis, or Reece Wesser?
Ryan Girdler, no?
Oh. Reece Wesser with 116 tries.
I should have known, and he's a Queenslander too. That sucks. Sorry, Reece, player. I was going so well.
You've done well so far.
Question 11. 2022 NRL Grand Final. Who did the Panthers beat in the preliminary final to qualify for the Grand Final?
South Sydney, and it was the best thing ever.
You loved that,
I loved it.
You celebrated for days.
Oh. I celebrated until we won the Grand Final.
You did.
Great.
Was it 32-12 as well?
Yeah.
Big win. Okay, question number 12. Who scored the first try in the 2020 Grand Final? Was it Scott Sorensen, Stephen Crichton, Brian To'o, or Charlie Staines?
Critter. Stephen Crichton.
Stephen Crichton. That's correct.
Question 13. Which Panther scored two tries in the grand final? Was it Scott Sorensen, Stephen Crichton, Brian To'o, Charlie Staines?
Brian To'o. Bizarre. Yay!
Celebrate, Nelly. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Question 14. Who received the Clive Churchill Medal as the man of the match? Was that Nathan Cleary, Dylan Edwards, Isaiah Yeo, or Liam Martin?
D. Dylan Edwards.
And our final question, question 15. Who did the Panthers lose the World Club to in February 2023? Was it St. Helens? Was it Wigan, Bradford, or the Catalan Dragons?
St. Helens, and I freaking hated it. And no one cares.
13-12, two the score.
The amount of crap we cop for losing that no one cares about. Like, seriously, no one cares every other year that they
They've got their chance to probably win it again next year.
Yeah,
when they
well,
go
we'll make it up. We'll make up for it.
But it was 13-12. Just
I don't
remember
care.
That. 13-12.
Don't.
What a bunch of losers. Anyway, that was a good quiz. I think you only got one or two probably wrong there.
I think one. Yeah, there's only one,
did
I think.
Very well.
Thanks.
And we'll have more quizzes from different teams in coming episodes of the podcast.
Beautiful, thank you.
Awesome. That's all.
That's it. So, yeah, that almost brings us up to the end of the podcast for today. We now have Rampage League Podcast shirts available. I'll chuck them up on all our socials. We're wearing them today, me and Darren. So if you want one of them, send us a message and we'll get you a Rampage shirt so you can wear it around with pride.
Put a photo up on Facebook and everything.
Yeah, we'll tag his in it and get his all famous.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for joining us again this week on the podcast. Thanks, Shay, again for your unbiased opinion about the Panthers and Latrell Mitchell. And
thanks for having me. Thanks for the quiz, Darren.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, and we'll be back again next week for another podcast. It'll be the first week of the final, so it's going to be great. Yeah, and also, remember, bring back the Rams.
Bah.
Bah.
Go the Rams. Bah.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. Met by some very willing Auckland defence and pushed back a couple of metres. Herod Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line. As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time. The